This is VOA News. I'm Nicole Livis. The partial U.S. government shutdown drags into a second week, creating hardship among some 800,000 federal workers. But now House Democrats say they have a plan to reopen the government. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani explains.
Days ahead of taking House control, Democrats are introducing a package of bills that would end the partial shutdown without approving money for President Trump's border wall. An aide says the House is preparing to vote on the package Thursday as one of the first acts after Democrats retake the majority. The package would include a bill to fund the Homeland Security Department at current levels and also have other bills to fund departments that are now closed. Democrats are all but certain to approve the package, but it's unclear whether the GOP-led Senate would consider it or whether the president would sign it. He continues insisting on border wall money. Sagar Magani, Washington.
President Trump on Monday defended his planned withdrawal of all 2,000 American troops from Syria, attacking critics on Twitter as chronic complainers. Mr. Trump stunned U.S. national security aides and lawmakers on both sides when he announced earlier this month he was withdrawing the troops who had been instrumental in removing most of the jihadist group from northeast Syria and aided Kurdish fighters in their fight against the insurgents. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham met with the president on Sunday and says he's ordered a slowdown to the withdrawal.
I've never felt better about where we're headed. I think we're slowing things down in a smart way, but the goal has always been the same, to be able to leave Syria, make sure ISIS never comes back, our partners are taken care of, and Iran's contained, and I think that's possible. It's going to take a little longer than everybody thought, but hopefully we can get there.
On his final day as U.S. Defense Secretary, Jim Mattis on Monday urged all Pentagon employees, military and civilian, to hold fast in defense of the nation. He submitted his resignation on December 20 and was, in fact, fired by President Trump 3 days later. This is VOA News. Two people are dead after a bomb went off at the entrance of a shopping mall in the southern Philippines. More than a dozen others were wounded. Police later discovered a second bomb that had not detonated in another part of that mall. Russia has detained a U.S. citizen on suspicion of spying. The FSB, Russia's domestic security service, issued a statement Monday naming Paul Whelan a suspect. They said he was arrested in Moscow on December 28th and charged with espionage. They provided no further details, but Russia's state-run TASS news agency said he faces up to 20 years in prison if convicted. A State Department spokesperson said Monday the United States is aware of Russian authorities' detention of a U.S. citizen. Senator Elizabeth Warren says she's taking a first step towards running for U.S. president. The Massachusetts Democrat is forming an exploratory committee for the 2020 campaign. In a video released Monday, she says corrupt politicians are poisoning America.
People who will do or say anything to hang on to power point the finger at anyone.